With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host Ben and down the other end of the phone now joining me right off the bat. We're not messing around this week, we've got loads of things to cover. Joining me now down the other end of the phone, it's social media officer from the league, it's the glorious James Hayes. How are they, James?
Evening Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all good. So for the benefit of the listener at home and to say why aren't you covering that side of things, Ben and James, it's because we were pre-recording this show on Wednesday evening, and at time of recording, the match between Carlton Town and Fraser Celtic in the second qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy has not yet even kicked off. So we'll find out what happened shortly when the show progresses. But James, some great results in the FA Trophy from Saturday. Some replays as well took place. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the league, though, as we'll be joined by Yorkshire Coast Radio's very own Andrew Snaith. And we've also got some interviews with some managers coming on this week as well. So coming up in the show, we're also going to be hearing from the management, amongst others, from Lancaster City and from Hensford Town. And we'll get a couple of other managers on this week as well. But James, some great results in the FA Trophy from the weekend. Let's start with the ones who went through on Saturday afternoon. Basford United 4, Stafford Rangers 0. A pretty comprehensive opening 20 minutes there for Martin Carruthers' side. 3-0 up on 19 minutes. Liam Hearn getting a 90-minute penalty for Basford, sealing Basford's progression to the third qualifying round.
Yeah, no messing about from Beesford at this moment in time. They're doing the job that they need to do. And now the fact that they've signed Stefan Galinski this afternoon for the league campaign just shows of intent. So they're not just messing about now with the league. I think you can't write them off anymore. They want to go for promotion now.
Well, joining us now from Beesford United, it's the manager. It's a welcome return back to the show to Mr. Martin Carruthers. Hello, Martin. How's things?
How you doing, Ben? Yeah, it's all going really well, thanks.
I bet it is. I mean, it's good times at Basford. I mean, we'll get to the FA. We'll get to tomorrow's big match against Warrington in a second. But firstly, that FA Trophy win against Stafford Rangers. Basford has been renowned since promotion this season for its goal scoring, 4-0. Not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a strange game, really. You know, we raced into a 3-0 lead after 20 or so minutes, and I really thought, you know, we could have turned the screw and gone 5 or 6, but credit to Stafford, you know, they came back at us, and with a bit of luck, they might have scored 1 or 2 before half time, and like I say, then we scored a late one in the last minute, but you know, when things are going well, you have that little bit of luck, and yeah, another clean sheet. So yeah, it was a really solid, you know, first 25 minutes, but after that, you know, it was a pretty even game. But, you know, if you'd have said before the game that we'd have won 4-0, I'd have snapped your hands off. So, you know, we've never been beyond this round before. So we've made a little bit piece of history, and who knows against Curzon Ashton.
I was going to say, it sets up a very, very intriguing tie against Curzon Ashton. And the crucial thing is it's at home as well. And, I mean, what are you expecting from our old friends at Curzon Ashton?
Listen, we know that they're a very, very good footballing side. We've already had them watched. And I was not too happy when I looked at their current record this season. They're not great at home, but very good away from home. So we're excellent at home. So it will be a very, very good game. Like I say, they get the ball down and play a very good passing side. We're exactly the same. So, you know, it's I think it's all set for a really, really entertaining game.
Now, in between that, you've got the small matter of the trip to Cantilever Park tomorrow to take on Warrington. This is the best defence in the league taking on the best attack. And when we spoke a few weeks back, we were talking about, I think it was tongue-in-cheek, but I said, do you like the Kevin Keegan way of playing, that kind of thing? First Kevin Keegan, not the when he returned to Newcastle. just to be clear. But you've not stood still. You've signed Stefan Galinski, which is a brilliant signing. Have you got that defensive record in mind now where you want to continue getting the clean sheets like you did against Stafford?
Yeah, very much so. In fairness to our defenders, since our last chat, they've really stepped up to the plate and put in some real side performances, and we've had two or three clean sheets along the way. But, you know, as they say in football, you need to strike while the iron's hot. And you know, obviously we bought in Stefan, which is a great signing for us and a real statement of intent. But we've also signed a young striker, Zach Goodson, who scored two against Stafford, you know, who's another great prospect. So, you know, fairness to the chairman, he backs us all the way. And, you know, we identified, you know, six or seven games ago that we needed a couple of additions to give us a boost. And we've had that. So, you know, I've got a great headache now as a manager, that I've got some real selection headaches, and it's a great place to be, because we don't want to stand still. We want to be challenging at the top, and we've got a huge November and December coming up, you know, playing all the top sides. So, you know, at the end of that, if we're still in amongst the pack, then, you know, who knows?
I mean, I did say to you off air, are you enjoying it? I mean, it's cracking stuff, what Baseford have achieved. But for a long period in the early stage of the season, Baseford were in the playoffs, but also having played a lot of more games than everyone else. But those games in hands are starting to drop now a bit, and a good result tomorrow. And I mean, are you thinking, you know, for a promotion push when it comes to the second half of the season, are you still taking one game at a time, which I already know you're going to say?
Yeah, it's that old cliche, one game at a time. But like I said to you, you know, we're playing, you know, five of the top six, you know, throughout November and December. So, you know, if we can pick up some good points and don't get beat against your Scarboroughs, your Farsleys, your Warringtons, your Nantwiches, then, you know, we're going to be in a great position. You know, if you lose them, obviously you're going to fall away. So, you know, our plan is to get as many points on the board as possible between now and the Christmas period, and then come January 2019, then, you know, if you're in the mix, you know, then you can really kick on and have a right go. But like you say, everything, you know, that's been happening at the club has been fantastic this year, and that continued success momentum, we just want to keep building on it. And like I said, you know, we may be able to achieve the impossible.
Well, Marta Grover's manager at Baseford United, a big thank you for joining us. Safe journey over to Cheshire tomorrow, and we'll speak to you in the coming months. That's going to be a great encounter there between Baseford and our old friends at Curzon Ashton. Also going through, we've got Lancaster City. Lancaster City beat Ossett United by 1-0, but a good effort from Ossett United. Lancaster got it over the line with a 90th minute winner from Charlie Bailey. So Ossett United proving their worth for this season when it comes to step four. But Lancaster City, the step three side, going through, more importantly for them.
Yeah, I mean, I said to watch out for this game because I didn't know which way it was going to go. Either side could really have done it. Lancaster, again, the team to watch out for. Starting to pick up the wins a little bit now as well. So down the bottom of the table, really need to start worrying when the league campaign starts again next weekend.
Well, let's have a catch-up now with Mark Fell at Lancaster City, because Lancaster City played a league game as well midweek. On Tuesday night, they beat Hyde United by 2-1, which sees Lancaster City now 3 points above the relegation zone. There are still teams in that relegation zone, namely Marine and Workington, who do have games in hand, but they've got points on the board, and it's been a good rain so far for Mark Fell at the Giant Axe. So I caught up with Mark on Thursday. Let's see what he had to say. So welcome back to the show, Mark. Before we get to tomorrow's match against Stafford, just a big congratulations for the FA Trophy success. It could have been a bit of a banana skin, that one, but safely navigating through to the third qualifying round, you must be dead pleased.
Yeah, I was, and the nature of how you do it as well, there's probably no better way to win a football match than the 94th minute, and it was a bit of a special goal as well. So, It's amazing, isn't it, how quickly football can change. I think we're about eight seconds over the time when it goes in. And if that hadn't gone in, we'd have been at Ossett on Tuesday night. We wouldn't have had a good win against Hyde in the league, and we would still be in the relegation places. So it's just amazing how a really short one instance, one moment can really change your week and certainly put some smiles on the faces around the people of Lancaster.
I mean, the Giant Axe must have a fair few smiles on the faces now, because when you compare to where Lancaster were at the start of the season and then you've come in, it's kind of, it's transformed really, isn't it? The form's been great.
Yeah, lads have responded really well. I think we were rock bottom when we took over. We had 5 points on the board. I think we've now got 18. And we're out of the bottom three. Don't get me wrong, we've still got a lot of work to do, and I think we probably still need quite a few wins to put a buffer between ourselves and the teams that are in the bottom three. But there's a real good sort of mood around the place. Everybody is sort of really positive. And as I say, we've got a tough game tomorrow, but one that we go into with no fear and we're full of confidence.
And we'll come back to the league in a second or two. But obviously, you know, you're through to the third qualifying round, and form is form, and you've got to keep the good form going. It's going to be tough, though, isn't it? Geisler, obviously, this season, National League North side, but season before that, they were in the conference. So this is a big test for your boys.
It is, absolutely. And I think when it first came out, I sort of looked at it and thought, that's tough, that's really tough. But I think when you start to unpick it a little bit, they've got a huge FA Cup game the week after. Do they really want to come to us sort of on an upward curve, if you like, or we think we are? Do they want to come to us the week before that and risk injuries and suspensions and all the rest of it? So it's probably as good a time as you're going to get to play a team like that. Don't get me wrong, there'll be a good side and they will be favourites probably by quite some distance. But again, we go at it as an absolute free hit. We'll go and have a go at them and play our football, and stranger things have happened. So we go in there with a little bit of optimism, but more than anything, just to go and enjoy the day and enjoy the occasion and see what comes of it.
And hopefully a big crowd there as well, cheering the lads on.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've steadily increased the crowds. We were sort of just around sort of 2,500 on the midweek games now. So if we can get 300 plus or better, you know, obviously it helps put some coffers into the somebody into the coffers as well. So as I say, it's I always think with events like this and games like this, they're as much of an occasion for people, aren't they? And if we are lucky enough to get through, you know, there's some real big boys in there then, so we could have a great payday or a great day out or a great win, hopefully. So yeah, the trophy, I've always enjoyed the trophy, I really have. And we've had a decent record in it as well. So, as I say, we're really looking forward to that, getting that game a week on Saturday.
And we've done our bit on this show by inviting you on a week early, so there's no bad luck or anything going into that game. So I wish you all the best of luck with it. But before that, obviously, it's to tomorrow's match against Stafford. And obviously, Lancaster played a fair few games more than everyone else around them, but you've got the points on the board. And those points on the board means that you're on the same number of points as Stafford Rangers. So this is quite a big game when it comes to getting yourselves away from that relegation zone.
Yeah, it is, and effectively we take one of the games in hand away if we win. So, you know, effectively it doesn't matter if they win that game in hand, we're no worse off if we could take all the points tomorrow. Don't get me wrong, really tough game. We've seen quite a bit of them, we've watched them, we do our homework and we know what we're going to come up against. So we'll have to be at our best, but we've said that every week, and more often than not the players have responded. So I'd say let's hope we can get another 3 points on the board and start to put a bit of a buffer between us and the teams below.
So Mark Fell there, manager at Lancaster City. Lancaster City in the next round of the FA Trophy a week on Saturday, where they'll be hosting Geisley. So it's another War of the Roses affair there, as Lancaster City host a National League North side in the form of Geisley. Also going through is Mask United. James, I think this is the result of the round, to be honest with you. Beating Tamworth by 2-0, going through there. Superb stuff there from the North East side.
Yeah, comfortably going through as well, by the sounds of things. Mask United, again, what we said last week, and no one wants to be going up there at this moment in time to play them. They're going really well in this East Division.
Now, for Mask United, their next match in the FA Trophy is going to be away at Blyth Spartans. Now, that's a big
nice
game.
Little derby.
I mean, Matt, we're going to get Matt Carruthers on for that one, because that's huge. Mass United not only going through to the next round, but also appearing on this very show last week on the Division East and West show, and still going through. Remarkable. Big congratulations to everyone up there in the North East. Speaking of the North East, South Shields beat Hyde United by 2-1. All the goals come in the first half in front of a crowd of just over 1,000 there. South Shields, that could have gone either way, but South Shields safely going through.
Yeah, again, South Shields proving themselves a little bit from the 4-0 defeat we saw a couple of weeks ago at Ewan Fields. South Shields showing that it might have just been a little blip that he had a couple of weeks ago where they were getting beat 3-0, 4-0.
Just to say, South Shields have got quite a trip in the third qualifying round. It's a good job this draw is regionalised, that's all I can say. Stratford Town will be hosting South Shields in the third qualifying round a week on Saturday. But a big congratulations to South Shields going through and commiserations to Hyde United. Also going through, and we spoke about the Mass United result being one of the results of the round, Stamford beating Kettering. That's amazing. Congratulations to Graham Drury and everyone at the club. Stamford 1, Kettering Town 0, setting up a Stamford v Barwell encounter in the third qualifying round. Stamford, that's superb, isn't it? You can't understate that result.
No, great result for me as well, especially because Kettering have not, in cup competition, have knocked out 5 NPL sides in a row prior to that. And again, Stamford just finding the feet a little bit in the east section at this moment in time. So to go host them, even to host Kettering, who are high-flying in the Southern Central League at this moment in time, what a result for him. I put that level with the Mass United result too.
Oh, it's above. Today. I think it's actually above, to be honest. Because Mass United, well, think about it. Mass United are flying high in Division East. Stamford, I think, just outside the playoffs, if memory serves. And, you know, Tamworth haven't had the best of starts to life at Step 3 in the Central League. However, can't argue with Kettering's start to the season at the same in the same division, can you? So, I it's much of a muchness, but Stamford there, that is my new result of the round. Congratulations to everyone at Stamford. Anyway, also going through, Witton Albion beating Rushden and Diamonds by 2-0. Could have been a bit of a banana skin, that one, couldn't it, James? But an away trip to Leamington for Witton Albion. Again, it's a good job the draw was regionalised. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but Witton Albion repeating the result from 2 years ago in the playoff final as well. AFC Rushden & Diamonds a bit more settled in the Central League and from the Southern Premier in the last couple of seasons as well. A bit more developed, so a bit more of a closer tie for him there. But Witton Albion, nice easy job for him.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the replays which took place, because some of its NPL sides have made it through to the third round. As we said, going to where Farnsley Celtic's replay at Carlton Town it takes place on Wednesday evening. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because Carlton Town against at Throstle's Nest on Saturday, you wouldn't have given them a chance, really, would you? It would have been a hell of an upset. And to get a 0-0 draw and take that to a replay, but Carlton Town obviously hosting Farnsley tonight, so we can't really say too much at the moment. But we'll get some. Obviously, as the show when this show goes out, you'll already know the result. But for us producing this show, we'll have some reaction to that match midweek on Wednesday. Also taking it to a replay, AFC Mansfield 2. Pickering Town 2, nothing between those two sides there on Saturday. In the replay, the result went the way of Pickering, didn't it, James? In the fact that Pickering Town beat AFC Mansfield by 2-0. So big congratulations to Pickering Town, where they'll be taking on Yaxley or Ramsbottom. What's going on with Yaxley and Ramsbottom?
So obviously with the expulsion of Kidsgrove in the previous round, Yaxley couldn't play their game on the Saturday because they had to play their replay, which they sadly knocked out Wisbech 2-0.
Wisbech. Just covering Wisbech. All bases.
The second round game took place on the Tuesday night, and that's now gone to a replay, which will be next Tuesday.
Okey-doke.
Before the third qualifying round. It's hard to explain properly.
It's fine. Basically, they're a round behind and it's gone to a replay. And that replay has to be fitted in next week. There.
Correct.
That's it, isn't it?
Correct.
Or is it not tonight?
No, it's next week.
Next week. Oh, yeah. It takes place on Tuesday, the 20th of November, that replay. And then whoever wins that, straight off the bat, the following Saturday, they'll be taking on Pickering Town. So back to Pickering Town. Great result for them. Also going to replay on Saturday was Newcastle Town 2, Workington 2, the Division West side, getting an equaliser on the 86th minute. taking it to a replay back on the west coast of Cumbria. However, it was a bit more emphatic for the Premier Division side, Workington 5, Newcastle Town 0. Well, one man who was there on Tuesday evening was BBC Radio Cumbria's John Walsh, and it's a proud privilege to welcome John back to the show. Hello, John, how are you?
Hi there, Ben. How are you doing? All right?
I'm all good. So,
yeah, good.
Workington safely through to the next round eventually. Given what happened against Kidsgrove, I think the management duo would have took that, to be honest.
Very much. The Kidsgrove defeat in the replay was very disappointing. When we a great chance at the end of 90 minutes, it needn't have gone to extra time. Great chance. Conor Tinian, usually so reliable, good strike, hits the bottom of the post and covers back in, went to extra time and lost it. And then on Saturday, we were 2-0 up at Newcastle, missed a penalty, which might have just put it to bed. But second half, they got one back after about 15 minutes. And there was all this, the way Workington had been going this season, you always had the impression that there would be they could get level. And they did, 4 minutes from time. So we had Tuesday night's replay, where I'm happy to say that Workington played really, really well. The football that we know they've been capable over the last few years, it was a treat to watch. I've got to say as well that Newcastle Town, I know they're down towards the bottom of Division 1, of the West section. They are a side who like to play football themselves. They want to get the ball down and play. And I think they sat back and they didn't press us to any great degree. And Workington had the space to really put together some really good build-up play. And we scored some good goals as well. So that will give the team a tonic, a boost, for a big, big game tomorrow, Ben. Big, big game. Grantham haven't won since September 29th in the league. Workington haven't won since September 1st in the league. We've had four cup wins, two in the FA Cup, two in the FA Trophy, but we haven't won in the league since September 1st and Grantham since September 29th. So really massive game for both clubs. Grantham been in free fall down to 16th. They're only 3 points above the relegation zone themselves. So that is a massive game tomorrow.
I mean, where are we with Workington? I mean, we had John Mackay on a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that the injuries that dogged Workington for much of last season, they've carried on into this season, and those problems still remain. But when we look at Workington and their track record over previous seasons, I'm expecting them to finish in the playoffs. So I don't know why. I mean, what's the general sense up there on the west coast of Cumbria with the way the season's gone thus far?
Yeah, disappointed, really. I mean, I've been defending them. I've done my column in the paper. I've done my piece on the radio. And I've said that the directors, the chairman and directors, have got to hold their nerve. And the two lads running the show, Dave Hewson and Lee Andrews, have got to be supported. And I think they will get out of trouble. Whether we can mount a promotion challenge, a playoff challenge, we're a long way behind at this stage. But I do think the squad is capable of getting out of trouble. The problems actually started a year ago when we were going well in the league. We were up to second by the end of the year. I remember on New Year's Day, we lost at home to Whitby. And from there, everything went downhill. We were still in the FA Trophy. We had a good run in that.
Oh, it was the midweek game, wasn't it? The long away in the FA in one of the replays.
Yeah, we ended up, yes. We beat Hartlepool, of course, and Western Supermare, and I forget who else. But we got to Bromley. Should have beaten them at Borough Park. I mean, let's be fair. I think Bromley admitted that. 1-1, and we had to go down to Bromley on a Tuesday night. Five regulars couldn't travel because of the time we set off. And we got whooped 7-1. So there was that there was the run in the trophy. Our league form just trailed away and we were eventually finished in mid-table. But we had these injuries. Lads were playing with injuries. And back end of the season was a farce, really, Ben. I think we played four games in the last week of the season. And you know, not good. But the end product of all that was that five lads needed operations in the summer. Four of them, would you believe, hernias, and one, Dave Symington, a knee problem. Now, Dave hasn't come back yet. He won't be, but we're not expecting him back till February. Josh Calvert's had his hernia operation, was only subbed for the first time on Tuesday against Newcastle. Our top scorer, Scott Allison, key member of the side, he had his hernia operation, missed all pre-season. He's been back playing, but he's not the same player that we would have expected him to be. And the only one that hasn't suffered, really, Dan Wordsworth, the defender's had his operation. He's come back as good as ever. Phil McCluckey still has to have an operation. So these are and Anthony Wright, another stalwart, retired. So you're talking about a really fair chunk of good players at this level. Most of them haven't contributed a lot at all this season. So that has contributed, I think. The other thing at the back end of last season, which didn't help, of course, Dave Houston was ill. He had a worrying illness, and Lee Andrews had to do it all by himself. Fortunately and happily, Dabber Dave Houston is well again and able to continue. But him and Lee are feeling the pressure because there's a lot of, as you can imagine, when teams we've had our record in this competition, when we're struggling as we are next to bottom, the critics are around the backs, and it's not easy. And with not the money we would like to throw at the project and bring in a couple of new faces, that's another problem. Geography, it's been a problem. I mean, I've covered Workington for 50-odd years, and it's always been the same problem, attracting players from out of the area to the club. Fortunately, we are county-based. Most of the, in fact, I think just about all the players now are from within the county. But, you know, as time goes on, it's more and more difficult to get a successful side when all the players are based in Cumbria, because we haven't, you know, we don't throw up Glenn Murray's and Grant Holt's on a regular basis, two lads who started at Workington. And I wish we had them two more like that starting off at Workington. It would be a bit good, wouldn't it?
I mean, we describe Workington as the National League side for Cumbria, essentially, because it does feel that way, doesn't it? I mean, one of the things we touched upon there was the FA Trophy last season, and that brings me to next Saturday's match against Stalybridge. I mean, any win is a good win at the moment, isn't it? So I reckon that it doesn't matter what the competition is. It's all about developing form and momentum.
Yeah, you've hit the nail right on the head. If we were doing well in the league, and you know, we've got last year in mind what happened when we had a run in this company, you'd say, well, it doesn't matter. But although there's some good money to be made, it doesn't really matter. Let's get our league steady. But because of the fact that we haven't won in the league since September 1st, all our victories have been in the trophy and the FA Cup. We've got to keep, winning as best we can to make progress in this competition. Just to, as you quite rightly said, that to build up confidence if we can, and transfer that into league form. And you know, the league is the bread and butter. That's the main thing. We've got to survive at this level. The bonus is the money you make from runs in the FA Cup and trophy. So at the moment, let's go for it. Try to get the wins that get the confidence, and also, of course, the money will be gratefully banked as well.
And finally, then, John. Obviously, tomorrow it's the match between Workington and Grantham Town. Updates available via BBC Radio Cumbria, I take it.
Yeah, we're on Tuesday. We went a full commentary on Tuesday against Newcastle. Tomorrow it'll be updates every 10 minutes or when there's a goal, and the main commentary will be the Barrow game, but we will be covering Workington and Grantham on BBC Radio Cumbria.
Well, John Walsh from BBC Radio Cumbria, a big thank you for joining us, walking us through Workington and this early stage of the season, and good luck tomorrow with the broadcast, and we'll speak to you very soon, my friend.
Ben, thank you very much indeed. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Workington go through, and that is an important result, that, for Workington.
Yeah, they need to start capitalising on the season now. I mean, we said in the last couple of weeks, need that one win just to really start hopefully getting that win behind them. That 5-0 could do them wonders. We saw it a couple of weeks ago with Lancaster and with Matlock Town with a 7-0 against Grantham. It's the start of their revival, but they've got to start showing it in the league campaigns now.
for Workington. Workington will be travelling to Stalybridge Celtic. That's because Stalybridge Celtic also had a replay on Tuesday evening. That follows a draw with Buxton on Saturday afternoon, where it finished Stalybridge Celtic 0, Buxton 0. And then it went to Silverlands on Tuesday night and it finished Buxton 1, Stalybridge Celtic 2. A great result that for Stalybridge Celtic. And as we said, tease up that all NPL Premier Division affair in the third qualifying round, Stalybridge Celtic against Workington. Good result that for Staley.
Yeah, what does Berkey know? Apparently the first match wasn't completely the best of games, we'll have to admit, but the replay apparently showed its worth.
No, Berkey was right. Berkey was right. What Swampy said was that Stalybridge were going to win this. And he said, they're honestly not. They're not going to win this. It'll go to a replay. In fact, he said it finished 1-1, didn't it? 1-1.
Yeah.
And well, he was nearly right. It was 0-0. He said there'd be nothing between the two sides, and he was right.
Fair point.
And to be fair, it was 1-1 at one point in the replay. So there you go. But yeah, Stalybridge Celtic through. And speaking of replays, I think I've covered everything. Yes.
Except for the defeats, obviously.
Yes. With a heavy heart, I now have to just finish this side of the show with a little bit of negativity, I'm afraid. I do apologise, dear listener. But Hales Owen beat Prescott Cables, luckily, by 3-2. Bit of a gut-wrenching one, that one, because Prescott Cables were 2-1 up heading into the 90th minute and then two late goals, and the result went the way of Hales Owen. So a big, big commiserations to Prescott Cables in that one there. Also commiserations to Mickleover Sports. Mickleover Sports, a 1-1 draw away at Stratford Town on Tuesday, and Mickleover Sports succumbing in the replay. That's a posh word, isn't it? Succumbing. Succumbing to Stratford Town by 1-0, with Mikey Taylor getting the winner on the 88th minute. And I think that's everything when it comes to the FA Trophy. I've not missed anything, have I?
No.
There were some league matches on Saturday as well. We mentioned the Tuesday night game between Lancaster City and Hyde United. Just covering off the four results from Saturday, there were some pretty outstanding results, to say the least. Northumbria United 1, Nantwich Town 4. Nantwich Town snuggling up to Scarborough now, 2 points behind them, having played the same number of games, crucially. So Nantwich Town there certainly putting themselves in the frame for in the title race, 18 games into the season. We've got to call it a title race now, I feel, James. I don't know about you. And also having an impact on the title race was Hensford Town. They defeated Warrington Town by 1-0. Warrington stay in the playoff positions, but that's one of the games in hands gone there, James.
Yeah, and you said it right there. Second of all, the title race has opened up because you've got 6, if not 7 teams at this moment, if you include games with Trinity in 8th place, where it's really opened up. You've put the games in hand. You've got 3 to 6 points between the top 6, top 7.
So Hensford Town there with a great result. Hensford Town, 5 points from the playoff positions now. They've played a couple of games more than everyone else above them, but a great result that for Hensford. So let's welcome back to the show now, manager at Hensford Town. Here's Rob Smith. So Rob, a big thank you for joining us. First things first, a big congratulations for that excellent win against Warrington, and comes now 4 games unbeaten in the league. So building some momentum.
Yeah, we're trying to. You know, it was a tough game against Warrington as always. Very few chances, but at the end of the day, I think we probably just about deserved it. So it was a good scalp for us.
And where that leaves you in the league now is obviously in 11th position, but 5 points from the playoff positions. And over the last couple of months as well, you've got some good results against the likes of South Shields as well. So where are you tracking versus your expectations for Hensford? Because you are just there, hovering behind all this, ready to pounce, it looks like.
Yeah, it's you know, we're in the same boat as so many other clubs. We're just looking for that consistency, and you know, anybody that can put a run of sort of 4 or 5 wins together, you know, you get yourselves in those playoff places. So you know, that's what we're desperate to do. But we are still struggling so much with inconsistency, and we've had a lot of injuries as well, and we haven't got a big enough squad to cope with that. So if we can keep everybody fit, you know, I'm confident we can go on a good run, but that's the key thing, is keeping Parsby.
And how difficult is it to balance a squad, essentially, as well? You talk about the squad size and that kind of thing. We have the County Cups, we have the League Cups, we have the FA Trophy and the FA Cups, as well as the League as well. There is a lot to juggle, isn't there?
There is. It's calming down now in terms of midweek games. We haven't got a midweek game for some next 3 or 4 weeks, whereas before we've literally played every Tuesday now since the start of the season, so it's really took its toll on us. But I'm hoping now the fixture list has calmed down a little bit, we can get a few players back. Because as I say, you know, we're running a very small squad this season because our gates are down. So, you know, we need to, we're not going to chase good money after bad. So we just need to a bit of luck in that respect. But when we get our first team out there, we've proved we can beat anybody.
And when it comes to, like you said, about the consistencies and all that, I mean, you're not alone. In that mid-table pack you're in at the moment, You look at the likes of, you're more or less on the same number of points as Stalybridge, Gainsborough, Buxton, Matlock, Whitby, and tomorrow's opponents as well, Hyde United. So it is all much of a muchness, and I guess it's just a case of who blinks first, really, who'll climb up there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the managers speak, and we all say the same thing. You know, we're all frustrated that we look as though we're going to go on a run, and then we falter against one of the sides we expect to beat. So, you know, that's the challenge for all of us, to get that consistency. And you know, there's so much football still to be played, there's so much hope still for us. But so, you know, we'll keep doing everything we can to try and move up the table.
And Hyde United tomorrow. How's the squad shaping up for it?
We've got a few knocks and bruises, and as normal, and we're probably 3 or 4 will have fitness tests tomorrow, so it's not ideal. But, you know, as I say, we'll go there on the back of a great win last week, and we'll go there full of confidence. If we can adapt to the surface, hopefully we can, you know. I'm confident we can get something.
Rob Smith there, manager at Hensford Town, joining us here on the Evo Stick MPL show. Just two more results from the league from Saturday to bring you before we welcome Andrew Snaith to the show for a preview for this week's matches. Marine 1, Gainsborough Trinity 1. Good result that for Marine, all things considered. And also, finally, when it comes to the results from Saturday, Matlock Town 2, Bamber Bridge 1. Dave Freckleton coming on the show, the monthly show, last week. And still getting 3 points in his next game. That's sensational.
Yep, still unbeaten as well. What a fantastic turnaround that's been. I think they've only just missed out on the Club of the Month award purely from Scarborough, I think, just on goals scored as well. So fantastic. What a fantastic turnaround. That's been the story of the season so far. Matlock's recovery. And again, you've got to consider them dark horses for the playoffs at this moment in time.
Okie dokie. Well, there we go. And you'll notice, dear listener, that my reaction to that wasn't as flippant as it was two weeks ago when James said exactly the same thing. So I think that's everything. I don't think I'm missing anything, am I? There was County Cups and stuff. But other than that FA Trophy replay between Carlton Town and Fans of Celtic, James, I think your bit of the show is done this week. A big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll be speaking to you next week. So, James Hayes there joining us on this week's Evo Stick NPL show. But it's now time for a fixture preview. But just before we get to that fixture preview, just to say, time hasn't moved on too much. It's only 8:30 on Wednesday as we record this. So I still can't tell you how Farsians and Carlton Town's FA Trophy replay finished. Unless, Andrew Snaith, you can look into the future, can you?
Oh, goodness, no.
No, I can't. Fair enough.
The present is tough enough.
So, at time of recording, the result still stands LL. We just don't know. But I'll let you know before the end of the show, 2 days after the event. But Andrew Snaith joins us now from Yorkshire Coast Radio. Andrew, a big thank you for joining us once again for a little fixture preview for this weekend. And, well, it's nice. We've got a whole plethora of fixtures for this weekend, and the league takes centre stage. And shall we start with your team, Whitby Town, travelling to Gainsborough Trinity this weekend? How's things going at Whitby?
Good to be here, Ben, as always. A little bit of bad news today, actually. Losing one of our longest-serving players, Andy Monkhouse, is going to Ossett United, the project that is Ossett United. A lot nearer to where he lives, but he's been a really good pro for Whitby. It has to be said, yeah, really good influence towards the end of his career now, and I guess he wants to spend a bit of time close to home, which we can't blame him for. But yeah, it'd be a big loss for Whitby and a great signing for us at United.
I mean, the season thus far for Whitby has been, we discussed it last week on the monthly show, you kind of had four seasons in one in a way. It's been, you know, towards the top end, then down towards the bottom end, then a rallying call. It's a bit up and down like a yo-yo. But generally, it's been a lot better than last season.
Yeah, it has. It's been decent. Yeah, it's been decent. We're almost exactly halfway now. Still only 6 points off the playoffs, but still only 6 points off the bottom five as well. It's one of those seasons where I think we're maybe going to see, you know, a few surprises here and there. There's always somebody who puts a run together. I'm not saying it's going to be Whitby, but you just don't know this year. I think as much as any year, you just don't know what's going to happen. And you've got the likes of Nantwich and Farsley up there again that maybe people didn't predict. You've got South Shields who are in and around, and they're a terrific side, but I haven't quite shown that on the travels. There's a few surprises here and there, but enjoying the season, Ben, definitely.
Absolutely, and we'll come to the games with a match at the end. We'll give you a chance to plug Yorkshire Coast Radio's coverage and that kind of thing as well. But let's go to the top of the table, and sadly for yourself, it's Scarborough Athletic there at the moment, and Scarborough Athletic are hosting Marine, an East Coast v West Coast affair on Saturday. Marine, though, I don't want to pass judgment and say they're in a false position, because they are where they are, but they've beaten a fair few sides and done well this season, not just in the league but also in various cup competitions. So this is the tricky game, this one, for Scarborough.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I haven't seen both teams, Marine and Scarborough, I would say, are big, strong Athletic sides. Scarborough maybe with a little bit more pace in there, which might be telling. But you're right in what you say about Marine. They've been fairly solid. They're not getting thumped week after week. So they've got a great chance. I think it was the first meeting between the sides that it got a little bit tasty in that one, if I remember rightly. There's a little bit of a flashpoint in that game. So we'll see whether that's carried over to Saturday's meeting.
Now, right behind them now is Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town had a cracking start to the season. 2 points now behind Scarborough. This weekend, they're travelling to Bamber Bridge. And Bamber Bridge, obviously, still in a bit of flux with the departure of Neil Reynolds and a couple of players. And it is a rebalancing exercise at Bamber Bridge. So this is a perfect opportunity for Nantwich to come to town.
Yeah, it will be. It certainly will be. It's a good timing for Nantwich, but I suppose Bamber Bridge, they might think, you know, it's nothing to lose. Why don't we? A few players as well with a managerial change, wanting to make a point possibly. But Bamber Bridge, one thing in your favour, it is a home game. They've only lost once there. Over there in Lancashire, so I think that's at least in their favour. Still yet to pick up a win on the road so far in the league this season. It should be an intriguing one, and a good challenge for Nantwich, to be fair. Themselves have only lost twice on their travels in the Rustic this season.
Let's talk about possibly game of the weekend. I think I'm safe in saying that. Warrington Town against Basford United. Basford United, for a long time, they were the team that's played more games than anyone else, but they're still in third position. They've got the points on the board. This is a big, big game, but it's at Cantilever Park, so Warrington are favourite, surely, but the form hasn't been the best of late.
Yeah, as you say, Warrington's certainly the favourites there. Home advantage, Basford not good on their travels, just 2 wins away from home in the league this season. And Warrington with that measly defence, they only conceded 7 goals in 15 games. I mean, it is a tough unit there. Even if they don't put in the performances, they've just got that solid rear guard, and they can grind results out. And I fully expect them to do that on Saturday, especially as it matters so much if other results go in their favour. It could see them go third, games in hand, and Saturday's a big one.
And also, it's a big one at North Ferriby. North Ferriby United hosting Fars of Celtic. Now, I did jokingly mention before about the FA Trophy match, which is taking place on Wednesday. Just looking at the latest score, and it's half-time at Carlton Town. It's Fars of Celtic 3-0 up at the moment. So it's looking a bit bleak for Carlton, but a good result there for Adam Laitland if it stays that way through to the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And that means they're going to have good form going into this one against North Ferriby. For North Ferriby, we like to keep it light here on the MPL show as much as we can, but it is looking a bit bleak at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And obviously talk about what's happening off the field as well. And always difficult as well when you're at the bottom of the table. People don't like to go and watch losing sides. And unfortunately, that's what Ferriby have been for the majority of the season. Just one league win out of 18 just tells its own story. It's a great shame, plus I've got a lot of time for North Ferriby. They're the side, actually, go back to 1997 when Whitby won the FA Vars at Wembley. It was North Ferriby we beat in the final. And both sides have kind of gone in the upward direction. Ferriby kind of left us behind for a few seasons, and now it seems that they're heading back to possibly whence they came. But I'm quite sad about that. It's a pity.
Now, you mentioned North Ferriby's only win of the season, and that was against South Shields, of course. And South Shields hosting Micklethwaite Sports. Micklethwaite Sports just hovering above the relegation zone at the moment. South Shields just hovering below the playoff line. What do you think for this one? I mean, South Shields' result in the FA Trophy was a good one against Hyde. It's at home, I suppose, is the other thing to say about this one for South Shields.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, South Shields 100% at home. Big crowds, partisan atmosphere, Micklethwaite, poor away. They haven't done well at all on their travels, and you would expect them to struggle up there. But I don't know what to make of South Shields, Ben. I saw them a few weeks back at Whitby, and I thought that yes, they do have some good individuals, so there are some quality players there for sure. But not 100% convincing. I think they lack a little bit in certain areas. They don't take their chances as much as they should do. I'm sure that's probably a regular bugbear for Mariners fans, but just certain things that don't quite ring true. Just a couple of things need tweaking, I think, and then they could be one of those that are challenging. I do fully expect them to be up there, though, towards the end of the season.
Now, we've obviously talked about the top six. Let's talk about the top seven. Stalybridge Celtic travelling to Matlock Town. Now, in all the teams we've mentioned now in the top seven, the most informed team in the league isn't in that top seven. It's Matlock Town. Dave Frecklington there really transformed everything that's going on there at Causeway Lane. And even winning last week, despite coming on the show, it's just everything he's doing at the moment. This is the tricky one, this one, but Stalybridge Celtic, they're in a bit of form as well all of a sudden.
Yeah, absolutely. And the win on Tuesday night disappointingly meant that the game against Whitby on the 24th will be postponed. And I feel for Whitby having two Saturdays without football, which is, you know, in my book is wrong. Everything I stand against. But it's an interesting time. Like you said, they've done so well, even defying the MPL jinx, the MPL show jinx. So yeah, he's done tremendously since his appointment. Superb job from him. Two form sides, should be a terrific game.
Also, take your place on Saturday's Buxton against Witton Albion. Buxton, they're just outside the playoff positions, 4 points behind Warrington. It is much of a... I mean, where do you stand on where the promotion contenders sit now? Because it's starting to stretch out a bit, isn't it?
Oh, it's a funny one, really, Ben. It's so early to make any sort of predictions, to be honest with you.
There's
so many games, so many
teams
with games.
I'm
sorry, I'm getting splinters. I'm on the fence.
It's
I'm
17
on the fence.
Games in. Come on.
I don't want to quote Berkey, but there's 30 games left to go.
Fair enough. What do you make of where Witton are, though? I mean, we could talk about, we can get all excited about the playoffs, but Witton, they've done well in the FA Cup and in the FA Trophy, and because of that, they are sitting just above the relegation line. Are they this season's Nantwich?
Games in hand, Ben, they'll be fine. They'll be absolutely fine, Witton. But They're another one of those sides that they have a knack of when they really need to, they do grind out results. They're not getting thumped by anybody. Their goal difference is minimal. It's minus two. They'll be fine. They'll be absolutely fine. They've got nothing to worry about, I don't think. I think they'll be clear in the next few months.
Now, we obviously had Rob Smith on earlier from Hensford. Hensford, like last season, they're threatening, aren't they? But staying in mid-table at the moment. They're travelling to Ewan Fields to take on Hyde United, who are also in mid-table land. So this is a pivotal game for both clubs.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I did refuse to be drawn on who's on the up and who's on the down and where the promotion line is. Because I think it could be anywhere, really. It's such a tight league. It really is. It's why we love the Evo Stick, isn't it? I don't think it's stretched out too far. I think there's plenty of teams that can get caught there. You know yourself, there's always a few teams that go on a big long run and come from nowhere. And yeah, it could be Hensford, it could be Hyde. I think a lot of people expected Hyde to be further up after the way they fired through last season. And a little surprised that they haven't quite fired as yet, but you know, it's such early days. You just never know. Hensford, yeah, not sure what to expect with them either. Mixed start, it's so difficult to predict at this stage.
I mean, we heard from Mark Fell earlier, and we talked about what the transformation at Matlock Town under Dave Frecklington, but the transformation at Lancaster has been decent as well. Only a couple of defeats since Mark Fell took over. Lancaster taking on Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers and Lancaster City are on the same number of points, but Stafford Rangers do have two games in hand, but they're just there lurking. If we say Witt and Albion are going to be fine, they've got games in hand. Workington as well, they've got games in hand, and more on them in a second. There are teams just above that relegation zone who must be looking over the shoulder a bit, going, oh, we need to get some form going here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there'll be teams yo-yoing around the league for months to come, because there's not much shape to it as yet. I think it's still kind of developing at the moment. There's a lot of sort of uncertainty. There's a lot of teams beating each other that you wouldn't expect. And that's done a superb job at Lancaster, the way they started the season. And nobody saw that coming. Nobody thought that Lancaster were going to be marooned like that. They were fearful, but he's done a superb job. He's turned things around. They're starting to put some space between themselves and that bottom four. Yeah, fair play to him. He's done a terrific job.
How important is this next game? And it's we're nearly at the end now, Andrew. You've done a great job, just to say. Workington against Grantham. And it goes back to what I just said there about teams looking over their shoulders somewhat and going, oh, I don't want to get dragged into that. Workington, surely, based on previous seasons, will have a transformation and probably finish in the playoffs. But it has to happen soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've found it tough going this year, but games in hand, but they've got to start winning them. They're second bottom, they've only got 10 points from 14. Poland travels, you know, we talked about how difficult it is to go to Workington. Yes, it's an outpost, and yes, their home record's a lot better than the away, but yeah, they've got to start picking up those points. They can't just rely on past history and how they're slow starters. It's a tough league this year. There's a lot of good sides in it, I think, and they've got to start turning it around.
And that pretty much goes for Grantham as well, doesn't it? Because this is a long way to travel for
them,
and this is actually quite a really important game, isn't it? Really, for both clubs.
Yeah, longest trip for Grantham. I dare say Workington to Grantham will be close to Workington's longest trip as well. There'll be some miles covered by that Grantham bus. I was a little surprised by Grantham. You know, they'd had a poor run, but still second on manager. I thought that was that might prove a little bit hasty. The league is still taking shape. I thought that, you know, he was trying to play a bit of football. He was trying to give young players a chance. A little bit of lack of patience there, but We'll see, but yeah, Grantham, they're what, 3 points away from Marina with third bottom, so yeah, they'll certainly be looking over those shoulders.
And finally, we started off, Andrew, talking about Gisborne Trinity against Whitby Town. Let's finish it off now with a little bit of chatter, but from a Gainsborough perspective, they've got a couple of games in hand over some teams higher up the division. But it's not quite been... I think what Berkey said about them and what Luke Edwards said from 26-0 as well when I spoke to him about them is they're a professional side and they get the 3 points. That's what they're out to do. It's not quite worked out yet, but they're still hanging around, aren't they? So this is a very important game, and it's a tricky game for Gainsborough.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a couple of points between the sides. Gainsborough started like a house on fire in August. They really did. They looked a terrific side. And my first visit to the North Home, Ben, so I'm looking forward to it. You did warn me about the public address system, and
that was off the record. You can't say that. Yes, it is very loud. It is very loud, to be fair.
That's fine. I mean, you know, some might argue that's a good thing. Our commentary might not be as audible, but I'm genuinely looking forward to it. Yeah, trip down to Lincolnshire, tough game for both sides. Should be a good one. I'm looking forward to it.
And if you can't make it in person, how could people tune in?
Yeah, YorkshireCoastRadio.com. Go to the link that says Extra. And you can listen to that feed, and also the Scapa games on as well. So Yorkshire Coast Radio, you've got a choice of feeds, and just select the Whitby one, and you can tune into Gainsborough Trinity versus Whitby Town with myself and Tomo as well.
Well, Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio, big thank you for joining us. A job well done, my friend. You have a lovely trip to the North Home, and I'll speak to you next month when we'll have you back on for another fixture preview.
Pleasure as always. Thank you, Ben.
I did promise you earlier that I would let you know how Wednesday night's match, FA Trophy replay encounter between Calder Town and Farsley Celtic finished. Of course, you all know by now, Farsley Celtic won by 4-0. Very, very good effort there by Calder Town, taking that one to a replay. But Farsley Celtic go through. Next week, we'll be interviewing some of the managers we've not caught up with yet, all about those third qualifying round encounters next week. But that's the end of this week's Evo Stick NPL show. Big thank you to Yorkshire Coast Radio's Andrew Snaith for joining us on this week's show. Also, a special thanks to the managers at Baysford United, Lancaster City and Hensford Town for joining us, as well as the glorious John Walsh from BBC Radio Cumbria, and of course the marvellous James Hayes. That's it for this week's Evo Stick NPL show. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like from Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.